We are going through the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. In this 18th chapter, Jesus is having a long private session with his close followers, with his disciples. And he's talking about the church, about those who are following him, those who are with him. And in the 18th chapter, he gives three identities to the church, to those who are in him. Three names, three identities. The first name he gives early on in the chapter is little ones. That those who are disciples of Jesus are little ones. What marks them is a dependence and a trust. That we who know Jesus experience ourselves as little ones. The second identity he gives is lost sheep who have been found. Those who are close to Jesus know themselves to be sheep who've been lost but found by Christ. And so what marks them is a humility and a compassion, a mercy. But for the grace of God, there go I. That we who are in the church are little ones and lost sheep who have been found. And then today, the third identity he gives is those who are gathered together in his name. Notice the verb is passive, not those who gather together, those who are gathered. The activity of Christ. Those who know him understand that I don't go to Mass, he draws me to Mass. The English says, in my name. The Greek is stronger, into my name, into me. And so, specifically, if we are gathered together in his name, two marks of us, dear people, are unity and peace. A husband and wife who are gathered together by Christ have to protect unity and peace. A family that's gathered together by Christ have to protect unity and peace. And in this gospel, in fact, which should make us sit up, he puts the burden. When one breaks that peace and is offended, Jesus puts the burden not on the offender, but on the one who is offended, who is still with Jesus. That it's his duty to reach out, to restore peace, to restore unity. Let us beg Christ. Dear people, as we try to be true and good, let us not downplay our duty to peace and unity.